In the book of 2 Timothy, there's this verse that, this is one of those verses, I don't know about you, but there's certain verses that I always find myself coming back to, certain verses that just always have power in life, and are just a good reminder. Peter said in one of his epistles, Peter said, it's good for us to always remember these things as long as we live in the tent of this body. That's the great thing about the Word of God. You can read through the Word of God time and time again. How many of you have actually read through the Bible straight through? Probably most of us have either done that or at least attempted to. But the great thing is, you can read through the Bible straight through. You can do that every year. And on top of that, you can just pick different places. You can read 2 Timothy 500 times in your life, and you'll still get something more out of it on that 500th time than you will that first time. There will always be something that builds upon itself, and that's why Peter said it's good for us to remember these things as long as we live in the tents of these bodies. Because the Word of God is telling us something, and the Word of God is showing us something that is spiritual truth and spiritual reality. And we live in this natural realm, in this natural reality. The things that are here in the Word of God, they don't always look the same, because they're not the same as the things that we see and we experience, because we live and we experience the natural realm. But these things we can experience. These things are set aside for us. But these things are contrary to the things of the natural world. The things of the world are contrary to the things of the Word. So the things of the Word are different, and it's important for us because the things in the Word don't look the same. The things in the Word are contrary to the things of the world. So it's important for us to remember those things, to be reminded of those things, to have those things spoken into our lives time and time again. It doesn't matter how many times I hear the truth of any specific scripture or verse. If I hear it again tomorrow, it's going to apply. I need to remember it again tomorrow. Because we live in these tents of this body. We live in this natural world, but this is not our final place. The Bible says we're merely ambassadors to this place. Because we're spirit, soul, and body, our spirit and our soul, those things are eternal. And our spirit is already redeemed. Our soul's being redeemed daily. But eventually, we're not going to be in this body anymore. This is just, the Bible says this life that we live is just a whisper compared to eternity that we have. But as long as I live in this body, the body, my senses, only reveal to me the things that are taking place in this natural realm, not in the spiritual realm. However, the spiritual realm is just as real. In fact, it's even more real. It's more powerful. It is a greater reality because it never ends. Okay, this present reality that you're living in, this what your senses tell you, that what you see, that you feel, that you hear, that you taste. Okay, those things are all temporary, and these things will all pass away. It's all that we live right now, but it's going to pass away. It's not the greater reality. The greater reality is these promises that are revealed to us. The greater reality is the kingdom of God, and these things are revealed to us through this word. So the more times that I hear this word, it's good for me. It's good for me to be reminded of those things, because I need to be reminded of the spiritual truths, the truths which are greater. I need to be reminded of those things every day, because the reality of my life, the reality of this natural world, says something different than what the spiritual reality says, than the kingdom of God. It says something different. And so I need to be reminded of those greater truths, because I can't see them with my natural eyes. So I need to be reminded, and that only comes by spending time in the Word. Seeing the Word, hearing the Word, reading the Word, seeing it again and again and again. And so when you see specific verses or any verse, and when you've got those specific verses that keep coming back to you again and again and again, don't feel bad going back there again. It's good to be reminded of those things, because we live our lives in this natural realm. The realm which is not the greater. The realm which is not the ultimate final reality. The greater reality is these things revealed to us in the Word of God. And I will forget those things if I'm not daily in the Word. So, having said all that, 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. I charge you in the presence, let me read it first from the King James, then we'll read it from the Amplified Bible. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering and doctrine. I'm sorry, and doctrine. For the time will come, this is verse number 3, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now let's read that from the Amplified Bible, because we've all heard it that way, but listen to what the Amplified Bible says. And here's what the Amplified Bible does. The Amplified Bible takes the King James, and it actually finds some of those original words that the King James drew upon. And it will take some of those words, and it gives a fuller meaning. It adds more words, more description, to give that fuller meaning of what the original words, before they were translated, what those original words fully meant. Because sometimes you can't always just take a word for a word from one language to the other, and they correspond. To get the full meaning, you have to add other words. And that's what the Amplified Bible does. So now let's read those two verses from the Amplified Bible. I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who's the judge of the living and the dead, and by, in the light of, his coming and his kingdom. So this is a pretty serious charge. Okay, this is Timothy, and this is Paul saying to Timothy, okay, now this is something pretty important that you're going to want to remember, because I'm charging you in the presence. He said, I'm going to tell you this next statement, and I'm going to tell you this statement, and I'm saying this in the presence of God and in Jesus Christ, who's the judge of the living and the dead, in the light of his coming and of his kingdom. So he's saying, I'm saying this to you. You better take note of it, because I'm saying it to you in the presence of God. In other words, I'm holding myself accountable to God and to Jesus Christ himself for these words I'm about to share with you. That's how important they are. And these words that I'm about to share to you, they're going to have an impact. So great of an impact if you will follow them, because they have to do with his coming and his kingdom. So this is about the kingdom of God. That's pretty important. And this is what he said to Timothy. And this is what still is true and being said to you and I through the Holy Spirit as we read these words today. So verse 2 in the King James says, preach the word, be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, listen to when you add the fullness of the meaning of what those original words before they were translated, what they mean. Herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by. Be at hand. Be ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome, you, as preacher of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong. Well, that sounds kind of harsh, doesn't it? We live in a society and we live in a culture, we live in a church where we want to hear the things that we're doing that are right. We want to hear things that encourage us. We want to hear things that are only good. We don't want to in any way be stretched. We don't want in any way to be told that we're not, and I'm not just talking about the body of Christ. I mean, as a culture, we don't want anyone telling us that we're not doing something right. Don't tell me I'm not doing it right. I don't want to hear that. Just make me feel good. Encourage me. And even if I'm not doing something right, just find those positive things that you can say and ignore the negative things. Ignore the things that might be instructive or corrective. That's as a culture as we are. Yet Paul is saying to Timothy, you can't do that. If you love people, you can't do that. If you have a heart after Jesus Christ, you can't do that. Now, don't take this to an extreme. That's not our license to go and point out to people, you know, finding people on the street. You have to earn the right. But as believers, we can't give a pass to incorrect living. That doesn't mean you have to be mean about it. That doesn't mean you have to be judgmental about it. You can, with a loving way, in a loving manner, you can encourage and strengthen someone and show them what is the right way, what the Word says, and why not living the Word brings captivity. Why not living the Word, living contrary to the Word, brings shackles. It puts you in bondage. But you know, living the Word, and you know what? Most people, if they're not living the Word, they are in shackles. They are in bondage. And they want freedom. They want liberty from that. You can show them the Word of God, which demonstrates to them the freedom that they can have and should have and is there for them in Jesus Christ. But it means you have to be honest. It's got to be done in love. But it's different than the way most of us hear the Word of God and have the Word of God shared. All right, so it says, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, you as a preacher of the Word are to show people in what way their lives are wrong and convince them, rebuking, correcting, warning, urging, and encouraging them. Yeah, we leave that one out. We're pretty good at the rebuking, the correcting, the warning, the urging. We're not so good at the encouraging, but that's obviously a key component. It's a key part of helping people find the freedom that is in the Word of God, the liberty that is prepared and set aside for them, the freedom and deliverance that they desire and they want in their lives. And you know what? You and I have the key for them. We got to be willing to share it. You know what? There was a couple of weeks ago here at the station. I'm not even sure what show it was. I believe it was one of the family programs. At the end of their program, they had a tease, if you will, for the next program for the following day. And it was talking about marriages, and it was talking about how marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman. And that's, you know, godly, that's the only way. I was amazed to the next day have gotten two voicemail messages from two individuals. And both of them, while I guess they weren't yelling at me, they weren't mean-spirited to a certain degree. But both these individuals, you know, accused us as a station of not walking in love. And both of the individuals said, listen, we have been listeners of Yes FM, and you're losing a supporter. Because if your station stands for that, then your station doesn't stand for love. And both of the individuals said, I'm a homosexual. And you're saying, your station is saying that the only kind of love is the love that you find acceptable. You know, the only kind of love that is acceptable is the love that you say is acceptable. You're saying that the love that a man has for a man is wrong, and that's intolerance. And that's in summation what both of them said. And they both said that, you know, they would no longer support Yes FM and, would encourage others not to as well. And I was amazed. I mean, I was truly amazed that somebody would accuse us of, and not, and when I say us, I don't even mean so much us as Yes FM. I just mean us as the body of Christ, of saying that we're intolerant and we are not expressing love because, you know, we put parameters on what love is. Hey, listen, you can love, men can love men. You know, my stepfather, I loved my stepfather. Precious, precious love that I had and respect for my stepfather. There's men in my life that I truly love, and I tell them I love them. My pastor always says to me, and I know he means it. He says, I love you. There's nothing wrong with love, you know, between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. But there's something different between love, which is a Christ-like kind of love, which is a proper kind of love, which is a respectful kind of love, which is a love that lines up with the Word of God. There's a difference between that and the lust that they're talking about. And men lusting after other men, or women lusting after other women. That's contrary to what the Word says. I'm not being mean, I'm not being judgmental, but this is exactly what Paul is talking about to Timothy when he says, hey, you know what, sometimes you just got to give the Word. You got to let people know when what they're saying is wrong. That's not saying I don't love you. That's not saying that God doesn't love you. God does love you. God loves you so much, He wants you to be free of that which is improper according to the Word of God, according to His standard. That's not love, that's lust. That's a different thing. And what Paul is saying to Timothy and what's being said to us today is, and I didn't use my time wisely because I didn't get to my main point. Let me just wind up by saying this. It goes on by saying, concluding that we're supposed to give the warnings, encourage them, be unflagging, inexhaustible in patience and in teaching. See, this is what our lives are. And here's the main point I want you to see out of all this. In the second verse of 2 Timothy chapter 4, when it says, preach the word, be in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You know, a lot of times we read that and we just gloss right over because we think, oh, well, that's a verse that Paul gave. That's for pastors. That's a verse that's for pastors. It's not for me. I'm not a pastor. So I don't have to be prepared in season and out of season. I don't have to be ready to give the word because that's the pastor's responsibility. You know what? This is a word that is for each one of us. If we're reading the word of God, this is speaking to us. The expectation is that we, as the body of Christ, as individuals in the body of Christ, we will be ready to preach the word. We'll be ready to give the word in people's lives, to encourage, to set free. Yes, also to say that, not in a condemning way, because Christ doesn't condemn. I'm not condemning, you know, someone when they, if they were spoken to me personally. Now, I wouldn't be condemning them if I said this is what the word says. I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you this is what the word says. I can still love you. I can still love you in Christ. But I'm going to tell you what the word says. We are supposed to be ready in season and out. This is a verse that's not talking about just pastors. It's saying that you and I, as believers, every day in our lives have opportunities, and we need to take advantage of those opportunities to share the word and to bring freedom to people. Most of the time, we spend time looking at the word and thinking about it just for ourselves, which is good. We need to have that awareness. But also be aware, as you're getting that word into you, the expectation is God's going to bring across your path every single day. People who need that word that you got this morning when you were reading your devotionals, that word is the same word that's going to be of life to someone else today. God is telling us, not just for pastors, God's telling each one of us, be prepared in season and out with the word of God. Be prepared to share that word. But you can't share it if you don't have it and you don't know it. We need to have it. We need to know it. We need to be prepared to share it. It's going to bring freedom and liberty to the lives of those around us. And I'll tell you something else. As you share the truth and as you share the word, it brings freedom and liberty to you. When you teach it to someone else, it becomes a greater understanding, greater depth of knowledge and knowing in you. When you teach it, you know it better, which means you can apply it better to your own life. That's the awesomeness of the power of the word.